We're back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN. We're talking with Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear and Manhattan Mayor Wynn Butler. City Commission again meets at 7 o'clock tonight, and we've pretty much gone through the agenda here, and I wanted to touch base on, because each month the sales tax summary is comes out. It came out, I believe, last Tuesday, if I remember right, and take a look at the monthly sales tax figures, which are not too shabby, Mr. Fear.
Yes, we were very pleased. Again, a little higher than anticipated. So we basically, if you look at last month, we've been seeing, above normal, even comparing it to 19, obviously substantially above 2020 revenue. For example, if you look at our sales tax revenue was about $1.955 million. A year ago was a $1.8 for this time. Again, this reflects, even though we get it in August, it reflects primarily June sales. So there was starting to be a little bit of recovery from that. The other one that's holding up nicely is our online sales tax collection. So the compensating use tax, almost 353,000. That was 348,000 in 20. It was 188,000 in 2019. And that the rule wasn't in place then. That was one of the things that the legislature did in 2019 that went into effect in 20 that allowed for more online sales tax collection. So those compensating use taxes are continuing to hold as some of our brick and mortar sales begin to recover. So those are good news for us, and certainly a good trend to have. You know, for year to date, we're up a little over $500,000 to the good. First time I've been able to say that regarding sales tax for quite a while. So that's extremely beneficial for planning purposes in the future, and gives us a little bit of cushion in our budgeting process. So all of these numbers were pretty much better than they were in 2019, which was more of a normal year, although there was a lot of rain in 2019. So it's one of those things. Is it a new trend? You know, I don't know. I think that's what you have to be careful about. I think there are some numbers that, like the compensating use tax, is holding, and we are starting to see some, you know, those brick and mortar sales returning as well. So that's very favorable, knowing that we still have a hospitality industry that's still trying to get back on its feet.
Yeah, and that's a good point. You know, I see a lot of those restaurants have different hours than they normally used to have. Other retailers have done the same. Businesses used to be open, you know, way past 10 o'clock. Not so much anymore. There's not a lot of those doing that, but that may be impacting a little bit of some of that recovery, maybe just slightly. Mayor Butler, what's kind of your reaction to the numbers here and another good month here?
Yeah, I'm encouraged by them. As Ron says, you know, it's not really a trend unless you get about seven in a row. If you do statistics, a minimum of seven before you can say you've got a trend. I like it because, you know, I understand the angst some of the staff has on, you know, I'm trying to whittle the mill levy down. And the problem is, you know, as Jason keeps telling me that, you know, with mill levy, at least he's got a steady flow. And with the sales tax, you know, it's been fluctuating. And if we could get back to, you know, the steady increase, as Ron says, actually say, hey, this is a trend, we can count on it, like it was 5 years ago, then it's a little bit easier to whittle away at the mill levy. But, you know, it we just have to make this work. Now, I'm encouraged also. I believe yesterday the federal unemployment benefit went away, the extra money that they were giving everyone. And that might just loosen up the job market, because I think some folks will be more encouraged to go out and maybe fill some of these job vacancies. And we have a number of them in town.
Yep, absolutely. Well, we have.
I think that's helped. That's done some of the hours issues too. Is just the lack of available workers. You know, we're certainly seeing that as a city. You know, we had thought that we would have all of our open vacancies that We ended the year with about 40 vacancies, and we've worked hard to refill those, but we've continued to have more vacancies. So we still have about 40 vacancies. So that's been a challenge, just finding qualified workers to be able to fill those positions. And I'm sure all the industries are feeling that component as well.
We got Robert standing by on the phone line here. He has a question or a comment, so let's get to him now. Good morning, Robert. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you for your presentation and your clarity and being able to explain the budget to us. It's the best program I've heard in quite a while. But I was wondering about, on the runway, if we could hold off paying for the destruction of the old runway for 6 months. I don't know if you guys know if we're going to have another pandemic lockdown with all the new viruses that are discovered in Europe, or whether what. You know, my opinion is we go out there in the prairie north of the runway and just put in a new runway with footers and everything and not have to pay for destroying the old one and losing all that service for 6 months. But I know you guys can do what you want to do. Thank you for your good presentation today.
Appreciate that call. Even on the current schedule, we're not really scheduled to start work on the runway till likely 2023. You know, we've looked at some of these other alternatives for alternative locations, and right now it's just there's not enough land or availability to be able to put that in there. So I don't think that's a viable option for us. We're trying to design it in such a way that we can minimize the time that runway is going to have to be closed. I think the consultants indicated that the full closure might only be down to 3 or 4 months. And so that would be helpful. You know, it is a challenge, and we're hoping that doesn't disrupt service. Although, you know, the airlines have been made aware of this component as we move forward. And we're hoping that, again, we'll have favorable circumstances, as that's anticipated to go to bid next spring is when the bidding should happen for it. And then it's FY23 and likely a calendar year 23. There's a lot of peripheral work that can be done prior to actually starting on the runway. And there's a portion of the runway that can be, and taxiways and stuff that can be rebuilt, because it's going to be an elevated runway. We're going to rubble the existing runway in place to use it for additional base. So the new runway will be a little bit higher. So you have to go back at all of those taxiway intersections and elevate them as well as that crosswind runway. There'll be a time where it'll be closed as well. So, but much less time than maybe a month or so for that crosswind runway to be closed. So it's a challenging project, and it is for any airport that really only has one primary runway to be able to do. But again, this one's over 60 years old from when it happened. So it's not something that happens very often. So we'll do the best we can to minimize the impact.
Well, that's going to take... I'm sorry. We're out of time.
I agree.
Go ahead.
Would have worked good if we could have built a, you know, parallel runway, but as Ron said, the space just wasn't there, and we'd had to knock down half the industrial park to do it, and it just wasn't viable.
Yep. All right. Well, City Again meets at 7 o'clock tonight. Thank you to Mayor Butler and Mr. Fear for joining us here this morning, guys. Have a good rest of your day.
Thanks, Brandon. You too.
That's going to wrap us up here for this morning. Coming up tomorrow, Pottawatomie County Schools and the Flint Hills Volunteer Center.